Okay, today's daf is Chaf Dalet, the last daf in Maseches Makos, and we'll pick it up in Chaf Gimel Amud Beis with Dorsh Rav Simloy, famous Gemara. It's Dorsh Rav Simloy. Sheish Meos V'Shlosh Esrei Mitzvos Nemru Lo LaMoshe. So there were 613 mitzvahs said to Moshe. This is a source for it. It's a Gemara tucked away in the back of Makos, but everybody knows Taryag Mitzvos, right? This week's Parsha, Im Lovan Garti. Garti is Gematria 613. I kept the Taryag Mitzvos. Here it is. Shalosh Meos Vishishim Vichamesh Lovin Kaminim Osachama. So there's 365 Lavin. That's corresponding to these in the solar year. Umasayim V'arboim V'shmona Asay, the 248 Paz Mitzvos. Keneged Evarov Shel Adam, which correspond to the limbs in a person. Amar Rav Hamnuna Mikra. So what's the pasuk that's based upon this idea of 613? Torah Tzivulana Moshe Morasha. The Torah that Moshe commanded us is our inheritance. So Torah, the word Torah itself, Tof Vav Reish Hei, Gematria Shis Meya V'chad Sag Sari Havei. It's 611. So that's fine. Then we get Anochi Velohi Elecha. Those two more. Mipia Gemura Shamanu. So right, higher math. 2 plus 6. 11 gives us the total for 613, and that's how we know. There's a lot of discussion about this, because the Gemara seems to say that Anochi is a mitzvah, but in truth it's a machlokis in the Rishonim as to whether or not this Anochi is the mitzvah of Emunah. The Rambam counts as a mitzvah. The Ramban says no, that Anochi is not a mitzvah unto itself, it's the prerequisite, it's the yesod, the foundation for all those. Because after all, it doesn't make sense to talk about a mitzvah unless you have a mitzvah, you have a commander. So that's what the Torah is telling us. I'm introducing myself, like the Medrash says, I'm the king. First be mekabel me upon yourself as your ruler, and then I'll give you my laws. So first we're mekabel ourselves upon Hashem. So what do you do with the Gemara? So it sounds like Anochi is in fact one of the mitzvahs. Lav dafka, that's the mitzvah tzei. It could be that there's two mitzvahs in lo yilecho, right? Not to make a pestle, not to believe in it, etc. So therefore, that's how we could get to the 613 mitzvahs. There's the seven mitzvahs derabanan we know, which is gematria keser. When you count up the number of osios in the Aseres Adibros, so it comes out there actually are 620 letters. Keser, Torah. Keser is gematria 620. And the last seven letters are Asher L'Reyecha. In the mitzvah of Losach mode, it says Asher L'Reyecha. So those seven letters, Reyecha, that's a remez to the seven Dirabonans. Okay, continues the Gemara. And Simon is Dalad Mem, Shin Mem Kuf, Samach Kuf, right, for who's going to be talking in the next Memra. Bo David V'hemidan Al Achas Esrei. So David came and took the 613 mitzvahs and said there are 11 major principles in there. Not that the mitzvahs don't count. He didn't, it doesn't sound like Orthodox Judaism. All these mitzvahs don't count anymore. They don't apply. Things change. No. Chas v'sholom. David just made seven principles. Dechsiv, Mizmor LeDavid Hashem, Miyogar Bahalecha. Who's going to dwell in your tent? Miyishkon Bahar Kod Shecho. Who's going to live on your mountain? Holech Tamim, the one who's complete and sincere, Paul Tzedek, V'doiver Emes B'Levavo, he's righteous and he speaks the truth in his heart, Lo Rogel Alashono, V'lo Osel Rehu Ra'a, V'cherpa, V'lo Nosa Akrovo, the one's going to darshan what each one of these phrases are talking about, Nivze Be'enav Nimos, a vile person is despised, V'as Yirei Hashem Yechabed, he honors the people of Yirei Hashem, Nishba lehara velo yomir, right? He takes an oath to his own. It's bad for him. He doesn't change. Kaspo lo nosam beneshech. He doesn't do interest. Veshochad al naki lo lokach. He doesn't take shochad bribes. Ose ele lo yimot lo olam. If you do all these, you won't be moved, right? So these 11 midos, that's what's going to facilitate a person getting into olam haba. So now the Gemara goes and darshans each one of these. Holech tamim, the one who was holech tamim ze Avraham. Go before me and be perfect. Don't be choker after the asidos, as Rashi says on Chumash. Poel Tzedek. So who's the Poel Tzedek? Kigon Abe Chilkiyahu. The Poel Tzedek was Abe Chilkiyahu, that he would not respond to people. The Gemara says, I think it's in Tainus, he would not respond while he was working, because that would be like Gezel. I'm taking time away from my work just to respond to somebody. So that's a righteous worker. Dover emes bilvavel, so one who speaks the truth in his heart, kigon Rav Safra. That's like Rav Safra. So what's that? So the Rivan tells us, b'shiltas Rav Acha, v'hochi have uvda. This is what the case was. The Rav Safra hayo lo chifetz echad limkor. He was selling an object. Ubo adam echad, lefanav b'shah shahay kore kriyashma. So a potential client came while he was reciting the kriyashma. Arm alone, the guy says to him, tein li achifetz b'kach b'kach domim. Sell to me for this amount. And Safra didn't answer back. He was saying Shema. Kasavr, the person who was going to buy, Kasavr says, Shalo haya roitza litno bedamim halalu. He didn't want to pay. He didn't like my price. That's why he's not responding. V'hosif, and he ups the price. He says, I'll pay more. Omitznehi li b'kach yosel. I'll give you even more money. La'acha shesim kriyashma. So after Safra finished, he says back to him, you could take the money that you offered me originally. I had already agreed in my mind to give it to you for that amount, so I'm not going to charge you. Even though you offered more, I'm not going to take a higher price for that. Many stories that of people who, when they agreed to something already, even if they could have made a substantial profit at a later time, they wouldn't do it. Okay, then the Mora continues in Darshan's Lo Rogel al Lashono. He doesn't slander people with his tongue. Ze Yaakov Avinu. This is referring to Yaakov. Dechsiv Ulai Yimusheni Avi Vahisi Ve'enav Kimesatea. Maybe when he's getting the brachos that Yitzchak is going to feel my arms, he's going to realize that I'm a trickster. Lo Asul Re'ehu Ra. He doesn't do Ra'a, evil to his neighbor. Shlo yore l'umnos chaveru. He doesn't infringe upon another person's parnasa, making illegal competition. V'cher polonosa krovo. He doesn't take a shame upon his relatives. Zeh hamakarev es krovo. This is a person who brings his relatives near and doesn't distance himself from them when they embarrass him. Nivze be'enav nimos. A person who despises a vile person. So ze Chizkiyahu HaMelech. This is the case of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Shegerer atmos aviv b'mita shel chavolim. So he dragged around his father, who was the Melech Achaz, with a bunch of ropes, because he despised him for all the avodah zarah that he did. This hinges upon the sugya of giving kavod, kibra ve'eim, to parents that are rishayim. So while the parent is alive, that's actually taka machloikis between the Rambam and Tosfos. The Rambam says a mamzer is still chayiv to give kavod to his parent. He's chayiv in kibravim in Yira. Tosfos argues, and Tosfos says no, only if the parent does teshuva. This machloikis, the Rambam and Tosfos, is brought down the halacha as a machloikis between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber quotes the Rambam, right? And the Ramah, the Ashkenazim, quotes Tosfos. But that's while a parent's alive. Here you see that once the parent is dead, he's a Rasha like Achaz, so then he was Mevazahim. Chizkiyah was. In fact, as the Gemara tells in Pesach, that's one of the things that the Chazal were praised him for doing. Okay? Continues the Gemara of Es Yirei Hashem Yechabed. So the honor of those who fear Hashem. Ze Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda. This is for Yehoshaphat. Shebeshah Shehaya Roe Talmud Chacham Haya Oimi Mikiso. When you see a Talmud Chacham, he would get up from his chair, his throne. Umechabko, he would hug him. Umenashko, you kiss him. Vekoylo, you call him Avi, Avi, Rebbe, Rebbe, Mori, Mori. My father, my teacher, my Rebbe. So the Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim. Oops, the Rambam's over here. Rambam brings down Hilchos Malachim in Perek Beis. Halacha Heis. The first thing the Rambam's talking about over here, he just writes, HaMelech Mistapri V'chol Yom. The king has to get a haircut every day, so he shouldn't look unkempt. And there's an Indian of projecting a sense of royalty to the people. And he says, V'chein mitzvah HaMelech L'chavei Loim De HaTorah. The Melech has a mitzvah to honor those who learn Torah. Of Sanhedrin, when the Sanhedrin, the Chachamim, will come in, stand up in front of them and sit at the side. V'chein ha'yehoshafat melech Yehuda or Gemara oisa afil the Talmud Chacham, even for a regular Talmud Chacham, not necessarily the Gedolim, not for the Sanhedrin. Ha'yomei mikiso umenashko v'korlo Rebbe Umori. Right? And he would call him Rebbe Umori. Now, comes the Rambam and says, "Bamed devar memurim, when does it apply? Bizman shai hamelech bebeiso livado." Right? When it's by himself. Hu va'avodav yaseze betzina. They do this privately not out in front of the Hamon Am. But if it's in public, bifnei ha'am lo yaseh, the melech does not do this. V'lo yamod bifnei adam, he doesn't stand in front of anybody. V'lo yadaber rakos, v'lo yikra la adam ela bishmo kedei shetei yiroso b'leiv hakol. That the king has a public image; he has to present malchus is royalty, and it has to be presented as such. A king's not allowed to be moichel on this kavod. So therefore, everything that the Gemara is talking about this importance of giving kavod to them, and the melech would do that was only done bitzina, but befarhesia, there was a different persona. And it's not a stira. It's just understanding there's a person and there's the office that the person represents. Okay. Vaita says the Gemara of Nishba Lahara Velo Yomir. He takes a Shavua for his own detriment, but he doesn't change it. Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Yochanan. To Om Rabbi Yochanan, Ahe Betanis Ach Avalavesi. So he didn't want to eat in someone's house. He says, I'm going to have a tinus, I'm fasting until I get home. And even though he's only really saying it to get out of it, he would keep the Shavu and he wouldn't eat until he would go home. There's a famous story told from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zatzal, that he was once invited, I believe when he was a bacher, to eat in someone's home, and he didn't trust, it was Pesach, and he didn't trust their kashrus. So Rabbi Yaakov said, I don't eat gebrachs. So therefore he was able to politely refuse the invitation. But since Rabbi Yaakov said that, since Rabbi Yaakov said, I don't eat gebrachs, he was makabel himself not to eat the gebrachs. So about the Rabbi Yaakov, that's all we could say this as well. Nishbel harav lo yomir. Okay, the next phrase was kaspo lo noson b'neshech, that he doesn't give his kesef in neshech is in interest, right? So the Gemara says afilu beribis goy, even to lend to a goy, he wouldn't do that. So says the Rivan, kidei shlo yimshoch liyavu lo avoyis liyisrael beribis, as a protection, said he shouldn't come to lend to a Jew with ribis, which is a Torah prohibition. So he sets a gedarim for himself. Like Rav Shachter quotes often from the Mesilas Yesharim, that every person has to know their own gedarim, what areas they need to set up additional fences. So here, a person is careful that they shouldn't come to lend to a goy, which is heter, but that they shouldn't come to do something which actually be osir. Then it says, V'shochad al-naki lo-lokach, he doesn't take a bribe against an innocent person. Kigon Rabbi Yishmael, but Rabbi Yossi. So what's that story? So Rivan tells us, we had this in Ksubas and Daf Kuf. Hey, Shahai Ariso, the person who was Oris, the guy who worked his field, maybe lo mishalo kodim zmanu. So really, he was supposed to bring it on Erev Shabbos, but he brought it to him on a Thursday because that's when it was the market day. That was when the Beis Din met. So they asked him, why are you here today, right? He says, I'm here, I'm bringing it earlier because I have a court case. So what happened was Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, he disqualified himself. He says, I'm puzzled to judge your case because you did me a favor. You brought me my food, which was coming to me anyway, but you brought it one day earlier. Says the Rivan, Velo rot alikach kidei lios lo dayin. He wouldn't be it. And he found himself, as he was listening to his tainus in court, he was saying, why are you arguing this way? You can have a much better argument if you would say this or you'd say that. And he stops and says, wow, look at how much a bribe twists and pollutes a person's ability to think clearly. Even though if I was taking the bribe, it would only have been something that really was mine. It was coming to me anyway, just I got it a day earlier. But nevertheless, I found myself inclined to rule in his favor. So al achas kam v'kam, how much more so a person has to be careful when they are take a real bribe, we see that it twists a person's ability to think closely. Okay. Vayter ksiv oise eile lo yimot lo olam. If you do these things, you'll never be removed. So kashahai Rebbe Gamliel Magil Mikra hazeh hayaboyche. When he would get to these things, he would cry, Omar, man to avi luhu lechulahu hud lo yomut. The person who can do all these things, he won't be moved. He'll get olam haba. Ha chadami naihu yimot. If he only does one of them, then he will be moved. So Amru Leis, the Chum said to him, Miksiv, does it say in the Pasuk, Ose kol eile? He does all of these things, all 11? Ose eile, he does these things, right? So I mean, even if you, Ksiv, afilu bachad aminayu, even if you did one of them, to ilote mahachin, if you don't say like this, Ksiv kra achrin, you have a different Pasuk, it says, Al titomu bechol eile, don't become tome with all these things that has a punishment of Koris. So Hasam Nami. So over there, what? You're going to say, Hud mitame. It's only if you do all these things? And if you only did one, v'chadami nahu lo? Of course not. You get punished for any one of them. So elalav, you have to say, ba'achas mikol eile. Right? So with them, if you did any one of those things, there's a punishment. Tame. So hachanami, so to here, in terms of the reward, ba'achas mikol eile. If you did one of these, you could get a chelik in olam haba. Okay? So now it comes, says, boy Yeshayahu v'hem idin ashesh. So Yeshayahu, the Novi, comes and says that the 613 are now six key principles. Dechsiv, holich, tzedakos, v'dovr mesharim, you walk righteously, you speak uprightly, mois, bebetzo, ma'ashakos, you despises like unearned, like oppressive gains, noir kafav, mitmoch, b'shochad, he shakes his hand from holding on to bribes, otim oznu mishmo domim, otim enav, miros bora. He stops his ears from hearing blood and closes his eyes from looking upon Ra. Holich tzedakos, Lumar says, ze Avram Avinu. Right? This was like Avram dechsiv ki yedativ leman asher yitzave. I know that he's going to command his children to after me to righteousness and with justice. V'dover mesharim, zesh enu maknit pnei chaver barabim. This is someone who doesn't embarrass somebody else in public. Moes bebetza mashakos, who hates the gain of oppressions, kigon Rabbi Yishmoel ben Elisha. So what's that talking about? Rivan says betza mashakos shelo rotzo lito laatzma reishis hagez. Right, he didn't want to take the reishis hagez, the first shearings from the wool. Shehevi lo adam echad shebo lidon the fun of this. Someone wanted to give him. They had a case. Afagab the Havik Kohen Rabbi Yishmoel ben Elisha Meshum de Domi Keilu Oshkol the Kohen Shahay Rogil Ze Litein Lo Matnosov. Right, so he didn't want to judge anyone in this because it wouldn't look right if someone gives the Matnos Kohen to him. It's going to look like some sort of a shady business deal is happening. Says the Gemara, Noar Kapav Mitmoch B'Shochad. He shakes his hands away from holding on to bribes. Kigon Rabbi Yishmoel b'Rabbi Yossi, right? That was the case we talked about with his ors. Otim ozno mishmoel domim. He stops his ears. He closes them up from hearing blood. Delo shama b'ziluso detrubin mirabonon v'shosik. That they wouldn't hear a person be mezalz, a person being disrespectful to a Talmud Chacham, and remain quiet. Kigon Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. That he was known for not remaining quiet in those cases. V'otzem einav mir'os b'ra. He closes his eyes from seeing things that are ra. Kirebi chiyah bar abba. Da'om rebi chiyah bar abba. Ze she'eno mistakel b'noshim. B'sha she'oindos al hakvisa. So they don't look at women while they would be doing their laundry. So one of the pshatim is that because in order to do it, they have to lift up their clothing and then expose parts of the bodies that are required to be covered. So therefore, a person doesn't look at them. The Rambam in Hilchos Isuri Bia Chaf Aleph says V'chein Osu La'Adam Lehistakel B'Noshim B'Shah Shehein Oindos Al Kavisa. Right, he quotes the Gemara. Afilu Lehistakel B'Bigdei Tzemer Shel Isha Shehu Makira Osir. Even to look at a woman's clothing that he recognizes who they are, her undergarments. He recognizes who they belong to. That's also shloyav l'day hirhur. They shouldn't come to have inappropriate thoughts. So there was a story told of Dessler, the Michtav Meliyahu, where someone was asking him a question. He wanted to make fun, but he thought it was problematic. The famous Gemara, which talks about wearing the techeles. So the techeles, we wear them, they're blue. And the blue reminds us of the blueness of the yam. The blueness of the yam reminds us of the blueness of the rakia. And the rakia reminds us of the kisei hakavod. So it's a mental association that a person makes. So this person said, that's ridiculous. There's no way that a person is going to look at the blue techeles and come to think and make all these connections. They're going to think about the kisei hakavod. It's ridiculous. So Rav Dessler quoted him this Rambam. This idea that it's prohibited to look at a woman's clothing lest you come to have improper thoughts. So he explains it all depends upon how a person is orientated. If their orientation is for inappropriate things, so looking at clothing could lead a person to follow that line of path. But if a person's oriented for godliness, for ruchnius, they're thinking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so then when they look at blue, memela, they're going to think about the yam, they're going to think about the rekiah, they're going to think about the kisei hakavod. They're going to make that mental association because that's how they're programmed. And that's the type of Jew that the Chazal were referring to, the people who are wearing tchelis. Okay? Ksiv, Pasuk says, Hu miromim yishkon, that Hashem will, the person who does this will dwell on high, right? That he's going to have good things coming to him. Bo micha v'emidinah sholosh. So micha came and now said there's three main principles. Tichsiv, higi l'cho oda matov u'ma Hashem dorish mimcho. What is good and what does Hashem require of you? Ki im only l'asus at mishpat v'avas chesed v'tznei leches im Hashem elokecho. What's good to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with Hashem your God. Osos mishpat zehadin. That means justice. Avas chesed zegmilas chosom. That's to do chesed. Vasei leches zehotzos hames vachnosas kala. So to walk modestly is for spending money for a funeral and for a wedding. Things that are not normally done privately. Omre Torah hatznei leches, you walk modestly. So then devarim shedarkam lasois betzina. Things that are normally done privately, like tzedakah and like learning, al achas kam v'kama, how much more so you should. So the Mefarshim point out that really there are two extremes where a person is in the public eye. There's the hotzas hameis, is at a levaya, chas v'shom, and there's also at hachnasas kal, there's also at a chasen, at a wedding. And a person can go too far on both of these things. They can be extremely sad and cause unnecessary, undue attention be brought to themselves by a levaya, or they could be exceedingly happy, frivolous, and cause unnecessary attention to come to themselves. So the idea of tzinius, which again, as we spoke out many times, applies both to men and women, is in both of these situations, to act with tzinius, as the Targum translates as the word to be munach, to be in its proper place. The person should be in the proper place at a levaya and in the proper place at a chasana. And that's a key in what the pasuk says, v'atznei lecha sim Hashem elokecho. Okay, Chaz Yishai v'amid in al shtayim. So then he made it into two. Shneimar Komar Hashem Shimru Mishpat v'asu tzedaka. Do mishpat and do tzedaka. But almost v'amid in al achas. There's one. Shneimar Komar Hashem leveis Yisrael dushuni v'ichyu. Seek me out and you will live. Maskif la Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. What? Eimed darshuni b'chol haTorah. What do you mean? That's not a proof that what the Navi Amos is saying that's on one Torah should be. Maybe he's saying you search me through, you'll find me through the whole Torah. El abach avakuk v'hemin al achas. On one, shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'tzadik be'emunoso yichye. The yisod, the one principle, if we whittled it down from 6:13 to 1, is this idea of v'tzadik be'emunoso yichye. The tzadik will live with his faith. So in the Sefer Be'iri Chassidus L'Shas. So he quotes the few pshatim on this. In the Ben Parat Yosef, he says, "Ramach mitzvahs asif shesog mitzvahs losa." Say this: the 248 positive and the 365 negative mitzvahs. Hein keneged ramach yivarav v'shesof gidov shel adam. This corresponds to the 248 limbs and the 365 gidim of a person. Kol mitzvah shel adam oiseh. Any mitzvah person does mamshich chiyus le'ever echa begufa adam. Brings a chiyus into that limb. It's impossible for one person to kaim as kol taryag mitzvahs. Not one person. You can't do all 613. Ki yesh harbi mitzvahs she'enim tuluyim bo. There's many that don't apply. I'm not a kohen. I don't live in Eretz Yisrael. Whatever it is, right? Ob mukomo lefize harei yisharu harbi avarim shebo belichias. So many of the limbs are left without a chias to them. Lechein, therefore, baruch chavakuk lehemidin al achas. That's why chavakim put them on one. Ha'oise mitzvah achas kitikuna. If a person does one mitzvah correctly, b'simcha v'zrizus, with joy, with alacrity, b'chol ramach yivara v'shasal gidov, that's with all of his body, harei ha-mitzvah ha-zois, livado, mamshicha koich v'chiyus l'chol yivarav. That one will be mamshich, will bring out to his all of his limbs. Ya'an shehukim ha-mitzvah b'chol yivarav, because he did that one mitzvah with all of his whole body, all of his kishkes. V'zehu, and that's pshat, tzadik b'emunoso yichya. Kishehu oise ha-mitzvah, when he does this mitzvah, b'chinas tzadik, completely, b'hislavus ha-ru'uya, with a type of passion, yichya, he'll live. Hu mamshich al-yoda es kol chiyuso. He brings down all of his chiyas for that. Maybe I'll just share one more. vort that they bring down, Hemidin al achas, he says that what's achas? He achdus. That means unity. Ki Yisrael Ravim Zevazeh, we're all responsible one for another. Vim ein achdus v'arvus, if there's no unity, there's no arvus responsibility, Iefshar liyochid mi Yisrael ekayim es kol tarig mitzvahs. Then one person by themselves can't keep all 613. El haklal Yisrael yachad yichol nekayim osam. Only the klal Yisrael together can do it. V'zeh rak ishem Ravim umisachadim. When we are united. Beautiful message. Okay. Moshe made four gezeros on the Klal Yisrael. Bo arba neviim ubitlum, and four neviim came and took them away. Moshe, Amr, number one, Yishkon Yisrael vetach bodod ein Yaakov, which implied the Klal Yisrael was only going to dwell in safety when on a major level, like of Yaakov Avinu. So bo almost ubitlo. Almost came and was mevatlish neemar chadal noa mi yakum Yaakov v'chesiv nicham Hashem al zois. So you see that Hashem regretted this. Number two, Moshe omer bagoyim haheim lo sargia, that you'll have no repose to the nations. Bo Yirmiyahu v'omer holoch lehargio Yisrael. So the Jewish people, I will cause them to rest. The Klal Yisrael will find some sort of, will be ragua, calm, even while we're in Gullus. Number three, Moshe Omer pokeid avon avos al bonim, that the averus that the fathers do will be carried out on their children. Bo Yechezkel bitlo, Yechezkel was mvatel that. Hanefesh hachoteis hi tomus. The nefesh, the soul that sins, that will die, meaning not the children of that person. Number four, Moshe Omer va'avadetem bagoyim, you'll be lost among the nations. Bo Yishiyahu va'omer v'haya v'yomer hu yitaka b'shofar gadol, right? Right, so the shofar will sound and you'll be brought back. Omrav, Mistafina me haikra, I'm afraid of the pasuk. Va'avadtem bagoyim, you become lost. Maskeflar of Papa, Duma kaveda hamis bakeshes. Maybe it's a type of lost item that's always being sought after. Dechsev taisi kitse oived bakesh avdecho. I've gone astray like a lamb, but you're seeking out your servant. Elam is safer to crawl. It's the last part. V'ochle eschem eretz oyveichem. You'll be consumed in the land of your enemies. Samaskevlar v'mutra. One second. Dil mekachilas kishuim v'diluim. Maybe it's going to be like eating cucumbers and melons, right? So some say that this means like large cucumbers, which you really just can't finish off, so they'll be a little bit consumed, or they're going to they'll be leftovers as well. Or others say no, the cucumbers are very difficult to digest, and it's like either like they're fighting back against those who are trying to consume them. Okay, and then the Masechta concludes with famous Gemara. Kvar haya Rebbe Gamliel, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, Rebbe Yeshua, Rebbe Akiva, mahalchim bederech v'shama kol hamona shel romei miplato berichuk mea ve'esrim mil. So they heard the Roman Empire a distance of 120 mil. Right? They could see how it's been a difference. The hischilu boich, they started crying. Rebbe Akiva masachik, Rebbe Akiva was laughing. Amar lo mipnei ma'ata masachik, why are you laughing? So we understand their question. So Omar Lehem, Rav Kiva answers back, Vatem yipnei ma atem bochim. But we don't understand, why is Rav Kiva asking, why are you crying? Of course they're crying, it's a churban. So Omar Lo, Halal legoyim shemish tachavim la'atzavim umekatrim la'voida zara yoshim betach v'hashkeit. These goyim who bow down to idols and they're sitting in security, va'oni va'oz, beis hadoim ragle elokeinu soruf, are beis hamikdash has been burnt by Ish, right? V'lo nivke, we're not going to cry. So Amar Lehen, he says, no, l'kach ani misachik. That's why I'm laughing. Uma lo'ovid ritzon kach. If those who do Hashem's averus, they get rewarded in this world for the few good things that they actually do. So lo'ose ritzono achas kama v'kama. So how much more so for those who do that? Shuv pamachas hay olim liyushalayim kevin shigi lahar tsoifim koru bigdehim. They were going to Yushalayim, they came to Har Scopus, and they tore their clothing. Kevan shehigil lahar habayis rosh shul shiyot mi beis kodshi kadoshim hischila hen boichin, started crying. Rebbe Akiva masachik, Rebbe Akiva was smiling, laughing. Amar lo mipnei ma ata masachik, why are you laughing? So Amar lehem mipnei ma atem boichin, why are you crying? Amar lo, they said malkam shkosevo v'hazar hakar of yumas, the stranger will die. Achshav shulim hilchubo lo nivke, they're a place where a non-Kohen can walk in, and now a fox is there. We shouldn't cry. That's why I am laughing. Dichsiva Aido Li Adim Nemonim Es Uria Hakohen Ve Zechariah Ben Yevarech Yahu. So I have faithful witnesses. I have Uri and Zechariah. V'chima Einin Uri Eitzel Zechariah. But why are the two together? Uria B'Mikdash Rishon, Zechariah B'Mikdash Sheni. They lived in two different time periods. So really, the two are interdependent. By Uri it says, "Lachein beglalchem Tzion sada techarish." For your sake, Tzion is going to be plowed like a field. Zachariah ksiv, "O Yeshu zakenim zakenus berchovus Yerushalayim." That elderly men and women will be sitting in the streets of Yerushalayim. Ad shlo niskayim nevuasa shel Uriah. Before the nevuah of Uriah came, Haisi misyari, I was afraid. Shlo niskayim nevuasa shel Zechariah. Maybe Zechariah is not going to come true. However, achshav shniskayim nevuasa shel Uriah. But I see Uriah came true. Biyadua shenevuasa shel Zechariah miskayemes. And I see that the prophecy of Zechariah will also be fulfilled. Akiva nichamtanu. You provided us with a double consolation. Hadrun alach elumin halokin, v'slik alach law maseches makos.